Srila Prabhupada, the other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. What then to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. It is by the will of providence, it is by the will of providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile, and therefore I shall seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personalities. Please repeat after me. The other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. What then to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. It is by the will of providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile. And therefore, I shall seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personalities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This material world is described as padam padam jadvi padam, which means that at every step there is danger. A fool wrongly thinks that he is happy in this material world, but in fact he is not. For one who thinks that way is only illusion. At every step, at every moment, there is danger. In modern civilization, one thinks that if he has a nice home and a nice car, his life is perfect. In the Western countries, especially in America, it is very nice to possess a good car. But as soon as one is on the road, there is danger, because at any moment, an accident may take place and one will be killed. The record actually shows that so many people die in such accidents. Therefore, if we actually think that this material world is a very happy place, this is our ignorance. Real knowledge is that this material world is full of danger. We may struggle for existence as far as our intelligence allows, and may try to take care of ourselves. But unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, ultimately saves us from danger, our attempts will be useless. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasya Neha Saranam Pitaro Nahunishinda. Nartasya Chagadam Udanvati Majjato Taptasya Tat Pratibhi Ja Ishan Jaseshita Tavad Bihotam Bhritam Tav Upekshitana. We may invent so many ways to be happy or to counteract the danger of this material world, but unless our attempts are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they'll never make us happy. Those who try to be happy without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are Muras, rascals. Naman Dushkriti Namuha Prapadante Naranas. Those who are the lowest of man refuse to take to Krishna consciousness, because they think that they will be able to protect themselves without Krishna's care. This is the mistake. The decision of the king of the elephant Gajendra was correct. In such a dangerous position, he sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na maam ime kyatayo atudam gaja kuta karimna prabhavanti mochitu Grahe no pashe na vidadatu rapito The other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. What then to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. It is by the will of the Providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile, and therefore I shall seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personality. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Mundale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swatantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this chapter is known as the Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. This chapter is also known as Gajendra Mokshan, deliverance. Of course, Gajendra is in crisis, and then the Gajendra prays to the Lord, surrenders, and then the Lord delivers him. So Gajendra, the king of elephants, he went to sport in the lake, in the water. And while he was sporting in the water, one crocodile came and attacked, caught him by his leg. And for a long, long time they struggled. Here it has been described that for 1,000 years But then finally the Gajendra became weak. Although the king of elephants was very, very powerful, but he was fighting at a foreign atmosphere in the water. Now, elephant is the creature of the land, and the crocodile is the creature of the water. So Prabhupada is mentioning in the words, Gajendra didn't have anything to eat for that long. He was struggling in the water. Whereas the crocodile didn't have any problem. He can eat, he can drink, he can breathe in the water because he's a creature of the water. So eventually the crocodile got the better Now the Gajendra is about to die. He's saying that he lost the battle. He can't continue anymore. His body has become weak. And so at that time he realized. Now, as it has been described in this verse, that he could see that other elephants could not. All the other elephants were just standing by the shore and watching. They couldn't do it because they can't fight with the crocodile. And what to speak of in Thorburn, to speak of my wives. They also can't help me at a time like this. And Gajendra was very fortunate, because at the time of his crisis he could remember the Supreme Personality. He remembered it is due to the divine arrangement of the Lord that the crocodile has acted. and now he's dying. So nobody can save him at this point. Although he was so strong, but his strength is now subsiding. None of his friends and relatives can help him. So at a time like that, when our situation becomes so hopeless, who can we take shelter of? That's a wonderful example that Gajendra is setting for all of us. So he offered his prayers to the Lord. And we have seen, we will see after that what happened. When one takes shelter of the Lord, then what happens? The inevitable happens. The Lord comes and saves you. On this, there is a beautiful song by Surdas. The song goes like, He Govinda, He Gopal, Rakha Sharana, Avatu Jivana Hari. Now my life is coming to an end, so I am taking your shelter. So the story goes like, नीर पीवन हेतु भयो सिंधु के किनारे. The elephant, in order to drink water or sport in water, went to the bank of the ocean, सिंधु के किनारे. And सिंधु बीच वसत ग्राह चरण धरि पजारे. In the ocean, सिंधु बीच Basita Graha resides a crocodile. Sindhu Beach Basita Graha Charana Dhari Pajari, grabbing him by his leg, just dragged him to the water. Charana Dhari Pajari. Char Prahara Juntra Bhayo. For four prahars, a day has eight prahars. Four prahars are day and four prahars are night. Each prahar is 3 hours. 12 hours is day and 12 hours is night. Char prahar for the whole day, for four prahars. Juddha bhayo had been a battle. Char prahara juddha bhayo. Le gayo machithari and dragged him into the middle of the ocean. And naga kaane dubane lage Krishna Goku. Now crocodile was trying to drag him into the water, and the elephant was trying to drag the crocodile into the land. That was the struggle, Chara Prabhupada. Then finally, Le Gayo Majidhari. But when the elephant is dragged into the middle of the ocean, then now he is drowning. He started to drink water. He is drowning, drinking water from his nose and mouth and ears. Then Krishna Prabhupada. Dwarka se chale Gopal Garud ke vichar. Then the Lord immediately came from Dwarka, riding on his Garuda. And Chakra se graho kumari Gajraj Udhari. Killing the crocodile with his chakra, he rescued the Gajraj. And Surdas is saying, Sura kahe shyama suno sharanai tuhari. Surdas is telling Shyam, please listen to me. I am taking your shelter. Sura kahe shyama suno शरण ही तुम्हारी, अब हमारे पार करोगे नंद की दुहाई। ओ सन ऑफ नंद महाराज प्लीज डिलीवर मी नाउ जस्ट एज यू हैव डिलीवर्ड द किंग। एंड फ्रॉम दिस अनदर एनालॉजी इज ऑल्सो ड्रॉन। द एनालॉजी इज द ऑफ कोर्स दिस इज अ रियल स्टोरी। Gajendra Moksha is a real story. King of Elephant was a king before King Indraduma. Not King Indraduma of Orissa, there was another Indraduma. And Indraduma was cursed by a sage. He did not show him proper respect. And he said that since your intelligence is so blunt, you become an elephant. With a thick body and thick intelligence. So Indraduma was actually, Indraduma actually became the king of elephants. And because he practiced Krishna consciousness before, even in his elephant body at that critical time, his memory came back. That is how Krishna consciousness works. The memory comes back. Because that remains with the soul, and he remembered. So he thought, now that I'm dying, let me offer my prayer to the Lord. So he just offered a flower, lotus, and Bhaktivatsal Bhagavan, as soon as the devotee remembered him, but from this we can also learn one lesson. It can be seen as an analogy, as an example. The elephant is the living entity. The elephant is a creature of the land. But in order to sport, he goes to the water. A living entity is a creature of the spiritual world. But he comes to the material nature, which is a foreign place for him. And as soon as he comes to the material nature, the crocodile, death, grabs him. And life is a continuous struggle to remain alive. Death is trying to kill us, and we are trying to remain. That means material nature is trying to finish us and spiritual soul is trying to remain spiritually active. And the struggle takes for four quarters. First quarter, second quarter, first 25 years, second 25 years, third 25 years, and fourth 25 years. Now, the life is coming to an end. When the body becomes old, we cannot really struggle with death anymore. So we have to surrender to death. But at that time, if we remember Krishna, then Krishna comes and with his chakra, chakra se graha kumari gajaraj bhutari. He kills the crocodile of death and rescues the king of elephants. So from that you can also learn a lesson. That is fine, we are struggling against death. But let us remember that who can actually ultimately protect us. Because we will never succeed in our battle against death. Just as Vasudeva told Kamsa, Kamsa, why are you afraid of death? Because the moment you are born, your death was also. Death is your constant companion. So death is, you know, going to claim you at some point. As soon as one is born, death is also born with him or becomes his constant companion. So that is the real knowledge. Die we must someday. So why be afraid of death? Now, death is powerful. We may struggle, finally we will be defeated by death. But when you have an enemy who is stronger than you, then what is the intelligent strategy? That is there, but the intelligent strategy is, that's good. The intelligent strategy is, in the military strategy, you make ally with somebody who is stronger than your enemy. You make ally with somebody who is stronger than you. Now who is the strongest? So make alliance with Krishna. And jag vibheti swayam bhayam. Fear personified, death is afraid of him. Mrittur mrittur namah. Nishingadev is the death of death. So that's why it's better, it is more intelligent to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we'll be free from the anxiety of death. I have taken shelter of the Lord, so I don't have to worry about death. And there are so many wonderful examples. Dhruva Maharaj, the chariot came to take him to the spiritual sky. So Dhruva Maharaj prepared himself, went into bath, said farewell to all the sages in that area. And then as he was about to climb onto the chariot, he saw death. Death personified with folded hands. Please bless me before you leave. So what did Dhruva Maharaj do? He stepped onto the head of death to climb onto the chariot. So yes, death comes, but not as a frightening object. Death comes with total submission. So this is how death comes to a devotee. And devotee steps on the head of death to climb onto the chariot to the spiritual sky. So that is the benefit of taking shelter of Krishna. Therefore, devotees are fearless. If one is not afraid of death, then what will he be afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of in this world. Because death is the ultimate fear. All the fears are actually centered around death. So if one can conquer death and the Krishna consciousness, process of Krishna consciousness is the process of conquering death. Mrittum ma amritam kamayam. This is the world of mrittu, death. But Krishna consciousness is the process to take us to the region of immortality. From the world of death, we are sailing towards the world of immortality. So this world is, we'll leave this world behind when the time comes. That is the devotee. That's why we notice, like, when the whole world is actually acute anxiety, what will happen? Terrorists are causing so much problem, and they actually preparing the terrorists will launch their attacks at it. They will do it. And when they do it, it'll be total chaos. But the devotees, what the devotees will do? Just as when Japan was supposed to bomb Calcutta in 44, everybody was running away from the city. Oh, Japan is going to bomb Calcutta. Japan decided to bomb Calcutta because Calcutta was the base of Indian, British army, British military force, Fort India. And so they wanted to bomb Fort India, actually, and that means bombing Calcutta. So everyone was running away. But what did Srila Prabhupada do? Did Prabhupada run away? No. Even Prabhupada's godbrothers were running away from Calcutta, going to Normandy, place of safety. When they asked Prabhupada, I'll stay. What will you do? I'll go out and do Hanuman. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. He went out with Mridanga Kartal and a few followers and started to do the Hanuman. And Prabhupada's point was that if I chant the holy name, then Krishna will protect. And even if Krishna doesn't protect and if I have to die, if I die chanting the holy name, I'll go back to God. So what's the loss? Either way, it is beneficial. Now for some unknown reason, Japan didn't bomb Calcutta. Now to others the reason may be unknown, but we know why Japan didn't bomb. Because Prabhupada was chanting the holy name in Sankirtan. So from that we learn a lesson. If the terrorists come, or if there's when Pakistan is going to bomb India, or whatever, what we will do? Should we run away? Or should we just go out? That will be the real Harina. Going out, chanting the holy name of the Lord. And we will see what will happen. And now we simply practice going out in Harina. What is going on now is the practice. And the real Harina will come at that time. So what will you do? How many of you will go in Harina at that time of crisis? And how many of you will run for shelter like a rat? In some dark hole. No, that's wonderful. So that is what Krishna consciousness does. And Krishna does protect, that's what we have to remember. That one of the important things about surrender to Krishna is that implicit faith that Krishna will protect. Abhushrakhibe Krishna Vishashpala. To have that implicit faith that Krishna will protect. And in our scriptures there are so many such examples. Didn't Krishna protect Prahlad Maharaj? Didn't Krishna protect Dhruva Maharaj? Didn't Krishna protect Arjuna and the Pandavas? Not only not only in our scriptures, even in other scriptures also there are examples of such protection. Like in Christianity, in Bible actually, Old Testament. There is a description that Moses was taking the Jews away from Egypt. Jews were like the slaves to the Egyptian king Pharaoh. But Moses came to rescue them and take them to Israel, the land that will make them free, the land of milk and honey. This is also another important thing to remember. The promised land is not the land of hamburger and steaks. The real land, promised land, was the land of
milk
and honey. That's the real food for man. That's the nectar. Anyway, so Moses was taking the Jews away, and Jews were running. The soldiers of Pharaoh were running, chasing them to captivate them. Then when they came to Nile, what happened? The river parted, made a way for them. But when Pharaoh's soldiers came, the river washed them away. Then they were traveling through the desert for so many months, because it's not a small stretch of land. It was miles after miles after miles. Took them long, long time. They were not carrying any food with them. They were not carrying any food with them. They were running through the desert where they were getting the food. Describes the Lord supplied the food, called manna. So not only in our scriptures we get to see the benefit that one derives when he surrenders unto the Lord. How he protects. He's providing them the food in the middle of the desert. So that is how we have to have the full faith in him. There's nothing to worry about. You depend upon him. As Prabhupada said, if I chant the holy name, he will protect. And even if he doesn't protect, if I die chanting the holy name, I'll achieve the protection of my life. So what's the loss? So Krishna consciousness means to develop this faith in him. He will take care of us. We don't have to worry about him. We simply have to serve him. We simply have to fulfill his desire. We simply have to fulfill his mission. There is nothing that we want. And his mission is spread this movement all over the world. That's all that we have to worry about. And he will provide everything that we need. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Radha Govinda, Srila Mahaprabhu. All glories to Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Mahaprabhu. Hare Hare Bo. So does anybody have any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Because of his previous Sukriti, he already made advancement spiritually in his previous life, right, as a king. He was cursed in this life, and that's why he didn't have the opportunity to get properly trained by a spiritual master. But the remembrance came and prayed. But that is not an usual phenomenon. Right? That's an unusual phenomenon. But you should not try to be like him. Or meaning we all, we should not think that we can get our remembrance. What's the guarantee that we made some advancement in the spiritual life? So in this life, when the opportunity comes, we take shelter of spiritual master and follow the person. And as a result of that, previous life's remembrance do come back. As one begins his spiritual life, his previous life's spiritual awareness comes back. But unless and until you begin your spiritual life, it doesn't come. These are an exceptional case. Alright? Yes? Start with the first one.
First thing is, like we hear also repeatedly, and also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that death one should remember frequently. Death one should remember death frequently. And death is a reality. So, and though we hear regularly, we always also keep planning, you know, we make a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20-year plan, and then as to how good and the service. So, that we can't not plan also, because that's how we can render better service. So how to make it a real, like what has to be done so that we are conscious of death always and at the same time we continue this?
Yeah, the main thing is that it can come at any moment. We may make 5 years plan, but what's the guarantee that I'll be here for 5 years to practice that? Therefore, the best thing is be ready for it whenever it comes. Right? I mean, in one hand, we can make plans like that. That's good, because it's a systematic way of approaching. But the real thing is, we have to be prepared at any moment. Prepared to face death at any moment, whenever it comes. The thing is that we can remember Krishna at that time. Alright? Both are needed. The planning is needed, at the same time, the preparation to face death immediately also.
The second question is that Krishna has given a lot of instructions for us as a society, and Prabhupada has given a lot of instructions for a society, and to some extent we have some faith also, like what is good for the society and what is good. What are Krishna's instructions? And at the same time, we have some faith in Krishna, Supreme Personality of Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is guiding us and directing us. But still, we see that whatever goals we have, whatever is expected of us, we may not be able to fulfill it as a community. So, how is it like? So, how do we understand it? That we have faith, and at the same time, it's not getting, you know, robust instructions, and some of the instructions are not getting fulfilled. So, how?
Some of the instructions are
not getting fulfilled. It takes a long time, suppose not. So how do we understand it?
No, I didn't get your question, but
he's saying that Krishna is there and we have faith in Him. However, we are many times we see that some of the instructions we are not able to execute. So it takes long time. So how should we see to the situations? How should we deal in that situation?
Try your best. That is our way. We try our best. But to what extent we'll achieve perfection is up to Krishna. Like that's why Krishna is saying that try your best and don't be too attached to the results. Try your best and don't expect anything. Try your best and depend upon Krishna. That also has been pointed out that the purpose of sadhana bhakti is to realize that by our sadhana we cannot achieve perfection. The perfection is entirely in Krishna's mercy. Kripa Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. But Prabhupada is pointing out that ultimately everyone is tripasanta. Like it's not within our, for example, we may try to swim across the ocean, right? We are practicing to learn how to swim. But can we really cross the ocean ourselves, no matter how expert we become a swimmer? How expert a swimmer we become, right? But Kripa is like a boat. It comes and says, come on, get in. And then we don't have to worry about it. So on our part, we do the endeavor, but ultimately we depend upon Krishna. Right? But at the same time, we have to continue to practice or endeavor. Because otherwise, sincerity will not be displayed. In order to show our sincerity, we have to do our sadhana. Sadhana is actually to show our interest in receiving the mercy of Krishna. Right? In simple words we can say, we got entangled in the material nature because we turned our face away from Krishna. The sadhana aspect is simply to turn our face towards Krishna. That is our intention. Turn our face towards Krishna. Material nature is always alluring us, attracting us. But the sadhana is to avoid those attractions and try to become Krishna conscious. Try to turn our face towards Krishna. But when you do that, then Krishna's mercy comes down. It is due to Krishna's mercy that we get a guru. It is due to Krishna's mercy that we come across a devotee who tells us about Krishna consciousness. So these are all Krishna's arrangements. But the one who is not interested will not be able to take advantage of that. You see, devotees are there, but how many people are taking advantage of that? So that inclination towards receiving their mercy, devotees' mercy, is, you know, a display of our interest.
The first canto, when Mudra is approaching Lord Krishna. Mudra is approaching Lord Krishna.
Maybe you can.
Mudra is approaching Lord Krishna. And that time, Prabhupada is telling that everyone should look towards the Supreme Lord, no other living entity for protection. So, in our case, we have devotees also.
Yeah, no living entity. Devotees we depend upon. We look for the help from the devotee. Because Krishna's mercy comes in the form of devotees' mercy.
Offenses and we have certain tendencies that stagnate our growth. And if perhaps in the next lifetime we get a human birth and we become devotees, we just keep, at least for me, we keep accumulating maybe offenses and we have the baggage of karma. So at times it seems like an endless journey. We do bhakti and we still keep committing offenses. So it just seems like an endless journey. So.
Well, keep trying. Like, what you are saying is that while trying, the frailties are there. We don't succeed in achieving what we want, actually. Things that we know that are impediments, things that we know that we shouldn't do, still we are forced into doing that. The thing is, keep on trying, because you won't achieve perfection overnight. But the practice will bring you to the platform of perfection. And another thing in that respect is, well, if offenses are committed, then when you realize, then repent. That repentance will generate the inclination towards correcting it. We should not remain nonchalant about the offenses. Rather, when there is offenses, we must try to correct those offenses. Wherever we have committed offenses, we can tell the person, "I'm sorry, I did this." And this is how not only you become free from the offenses, but the relationships will be. Another thing Prabhupada once said, that in a family, sometimes the brothers also fight. But then after 5 minutes, they become friends again. So in the family, these fights are not really that serious. Because of the relationship, the fights are not really necessary. So we have to see, and that's what Prabhupada pointed out. Again, in ISKCON, among your devotees, among your other God brothers, colleagues, sometimes there may be some conflict, but it's not so serious. After 5 minutes, become friends again. And that's the advantage of being in a community of devotees. Because the community enables us to develop a relationship. Okay. Something knowingly, it is worse. Like if you know that some action is wrong and if you commit that, then the punishment is going to be more severe than a person who is innocently committed that crime. In the court of law, there are two considerations. The innocent crime and crime those who commit the crime with knowledge, their punishment. So the point is, when the karmi is not devotee, commit some offense, you know, because they assume they do not know, it's not really that bad. But if knowing is somebody does,
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. Maharaj, my question is about my question.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, my question is about siddha or perfection. So sadhana siddha, how do you define sadhana siddha and kripa siddha? How do you define perfection in Krishna consciousness? Nowadays, there's the yoga community, they're doing their yoga practice. And they say, we never achieve perfection. They say, it's always a practice. We're improving and improving. Whereas, we talk about perfection in Krishna consciousness. So, how do you define this yes, we have reached perfection in the kripa and the sadhana aspect?
You see, since you brought that example of yoga, I can tell you one thing. You know, many of our devotees actually joined by realizing that after practicing yoga, you don't get anywhere. Because, for example, one of my godbrothers once told me that he was practicing yoga quite seriously. Initially, there is some result. You get some, you know, kick, some benefit out of practicing. But they didn't realize that you're not getting anywhere. And then a sincere seeker will start searching and come to Krishna consciousness. That's just, you know, I wanted to make that point. And, you know, ultimately perfection is simply dependent upon mercy or grace. As I was giving an example, you know, can we, by dint of our own effort, cross an ocean? It's impossible. What to speak of the causal ocean? I mean, compared to the causal ocean, this Earth planet is like a tiny little speck. Not even a tiny little speck. I mean, we can't even imagine how insignificant this planet is. This universe, and what to speak of the earth planet, and what to speak of the ocean in the earth planet. So we cannot even get across this ocean of in this planet ourselves by dint of our endeavor. So what to speak of, you know, crossing over this material nature and going out. So we have to understand it's only by the mercy of the Lord that will be possible. And his mercy is something like, you know, getting into a ship. Is it difficult to cross the ocean? Getting into an aeroplane. Getting into a rocket. Getting into a spaceship that will take us out of this material nature. That is how the mercy of the Lord is. Is by His mercy that will enable us to go out there. Like I've been saying, that the material nature becomes like a water in the hoofprint of a camel. Because His mercy creates such wonderful opportunity that these impediments of the material nature become totally. Therefore, the devotee's attitude is, Mama Janmani, Janmani Shri, let me keep on practicing life after life. It's up to you to decide when you want to take. But as long as I'm here, as long as I keep coming here, please allow me to be in the same platform of Krishna consciousness. Let me practice Krishna consciousness life after life. Let me not deviate from the path. That's the devotee's prayer. please do not allow me to forget you again. Let me remember you life after life and continue to serve you life after life. And ultimately what you want to do with me is up to you. Right? Thank you.